Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise God.
What about you this morning? Do you have that seed in the ground? Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Give an honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my pastor, Apostle Temple, and First Lady Lucretia Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, to the prophets, deacons, evangelism team, to the mothers, praise team, intercessors, youth, men, ADM frontline, women's team, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, South Africa, and Kenya, South Africa. Good morning. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Islands, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and good morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our prayer, and delivered us from the heart and the mighty. Oh, yes, it was God this morning that touched us with his finger of love, woke us up, started us on our way with the activity of all of our limbs. And as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken, but everything is jointly and fitly into place on this moon. So if we bow down and come before the throne of God, giving him the praise, giving him the honor, giving him the glory, and giving him all of the things for all of his kind and merciful acts towards us. Good morning, Mother Jackson. I bless you. How are you this morning?
God, good morning to you, Pastor Smith, and God bless you. I'm blessed this morning. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thou the kingdom and the power and the glory. I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Apostle Temple and First Lady Lucretia Spencer. And I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to your wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, and each and everyone in ADM Ministry, and each and everyone all over the world. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we come to the throne of thanksgiving, we thank you just for another blessed day, God, another blessed day that you allowed us to see, God. We thank you for touching us this morning with a finger of love, God. And we begin to rise, God, and begin to praise your holy name. God, we just thank you, Lord, this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift every man and woman of God up this morning, God, that's doing your perfect will. God, we pray, God, that you continue to keep them, strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them stay up on the wall without coming down, because we truly need you. God, I will say your word, God, in the last evil days. God, we thank you this morning, God. We cry out hallelujah. Lord, I'm gonna say, no matter what we're going through, yet and still it's hallelujah, God. We pray this morning, God, that you continually to have a praise upon our lips, God. and a melody in our heart, God. We lift up every marriage that it is today, God. We lift them up in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen marriage, God. Continue to make a way out of no way, God. Little boy, say in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We cry out this morning for our youth, God. Our babies in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you constantly strengthen them, God. Constantly lead them and guide them. Little boy, stand up in the name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning for the whole nation, God, that you be that mind regulator for them in the name of Jesus, God. That heart fixer in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning, God, that you constantly, that you constantly, God, constantly, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you strengthen them to push on in the name of Jesus, God, God. No matter what their trials may be, no matter what the journey may be, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray this morning, God, let your perfect will be done, not our will, God. Move us out the way, God. As we yield to you, God, this morning, God, we ask that you touch each and every one that's tuned in this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you turn every situation around, God. Make a way out of no way, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak this morning that your peace abide in the name of Jesus, God, that your love abide in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God, for touching minds this morning, God. Oh, about saying and lifting up heavy heads, God, this morning. How about say, how we thank you this morning, God, because now we realize we can't do nothing without you, nothing, Lord. Oh, God, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, God. We thank you this morning, God, for every time. For everything, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, as you go to the hospital, Lord, the nursing home, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we'll say once again, God, by your stripes, we're here, God. Don't let us get off your word. Let us stand, Lord, come on your word, God. And let us say, in the name of Jesus, God, yes, Lord, it shall come to pass, God. It is your promise, God, that we are healed in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, Lord, we lift up our family members this morning, God, that you strengthen them, God, that you make a way out of no way for them, God, that you draw them near to you, save, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you this morning, God. So we ask you, God, this morning, let your perfect will be done in our life, God. Not our will, God. Have your way this morning, God. Begin to shake us, God, this morning, God. Shake us, God. Continue to burn us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, just have your way with us in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we lift up every backslider that it is this morning, God. We cry out, we call the Moshay, come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Come back to your first, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we realize, God, in the Moshay, God, there's no love like your love, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. Open our minds, Lord, and our heart, God, that we can receive your word, God, like never before, God, and continue to stand on your word. Let us continue to eat like never before, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning that the milk bottle is gone and let us begin to pull on tough meat in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We cry out this morning, have mercy upon our soul, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us, God, that you didn't have to do that, but you did it in a way, God. We thank you this morning for another day of life, God, that we can call out on your name this morning, God. So this morning, God, we pray, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, continue to just hold us, God. Keep us, God, with the keeping power, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us be careful what we say from these lips of clay, God. God, we thank you this morning. We truly thank you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift our enemies up to you, God. Oh, the Bible says, the Lord, we pray, God, that you draw them near to you. Say in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us continue to love one another as you have loved us, God. God, we thank you for long suffering, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I say this morning to the honorable house, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Peace be still, oh, but I'm not. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, about condemning that. God, we thank you this morning. Hey, glory to God. We thank you this morning, God. God, we thank you, Lord. These things we ask this morning, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. Father God,
for
the comfortable
thing. Thank
you, Jesus. What God, we
thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, God, we pray.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord, this morning. Yes, our house.
Yes, Lord.
Keep them listening to me, Lord. And Father God, come in the midst of this corporate prayer. Father God, hear the living set free in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Because we know, Lord God, your way is open from that door. So, Lord, send up your Holy Spirit. Send it out now. From the north, south, east, and the west.
Internet.
Bless me, Lord God, and let your word really come to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Just the
Lord
in the name of Jesus, be able to serve you, Lord God, and to do everything you did to any other, Father God, following your
principles
and your precepts. So, Holy Spirit of the living God, pour out your anointing. Pour out right now in the name of Jesus. We need you right now, Holy Spirit. Come
Lord.
In the midst as we surrender everything and all. Oh, in the name of Jesus. It don't mean us getting good. That the Father has not sent down through the Son. Father God, in the name of Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, remove it right now from each and every one of us.
Please
stir us up right now. Move on us right now. Direct us, guide us, lead us. Teach us.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus, through your Holy Spirit. Oh, yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Because it's you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
There's all this stuff that dispensed it liberally upon every woman and the child. In the name of Jesus. So God, on today, touch that heart. Do it right now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
There may be one on the decision, Lord God, on the edge of a decision, oh God, that will not make any decision, any of us, oh God, unless we go to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So God, on today, take us a little higher and a little further in you, Father God. In your word, in your words, in your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, pour out your anointing in the overflow. Fill our cups to overflowing right now.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
that we will follow after you and do the thing for you, Lord Jesus. That we will be on the same mindset as you, Lord Jesus, internationally, nationally, and locally. Come, Holy Spirit, touch on this morning, heal on this morning, bless on this morning, send forth miracles, signs, and wonders on this morning, in the name of Jesus. Do it right. And you know we're going to come into agreement, Lord God, through your Holy Spirit, and we're going to receive everything. Every good and perfect gift that you have seen now.
Hallelujah.
For each
Lord.
And this morning.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. For
Lord.
Everything. In all of in the name of Father, Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
And amen.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Praise God. The devil is a liar. Amen.
Amen.
God. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
The temperature's going up and down and back and forth. And now they got the pollen out there. But we know that God is a God that don't lie. And that we can cling on to him. Praise God. He made his body. Oh, yes. Each and every intricate part of these bodies, from our hair down to our toes, God did.
Amen.
And so we're going to believe the word of the Lord on this morning, that healing and wholeness goes out to each and everyone and everybody internationally, nationally.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So have your way, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way this morning. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we bind the need that comes in every hand. We command that it go back to the pits of hell from where it comes.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God,
that
your children receive
what
you want for us to receive is ours. And we take it by force through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we thank you on this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Well,
I'm
going to talk a little bit, praise God, about something here this morning about rendering unto Caesar what Caesar, and then rendering unto God what's God. Amen.
Amen.
And a lot of times, praise God, we want to render everything unto Caesar and disregard the things of God. But we can't do that. Because the Lord thy God told us to seek ye first, number one, on top of everything else, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And then he will add, he will multiply unto us, his children, that serves him. Amen. And then we will really understand. Amen. Praise God. That it's coming down. Amen.
Amen.
What's coming down? Amen. Praise God. Miracles, blessings, healings, deliverance, joy, peace. It's all coming down because we render unto God what is God. See, the things of God are eternal, everlasting. Amen. But the things of Caesar, of this world, are temporal or temporary. They have no lasting value. They're here and in it for a season and a time. But when that season and that time is up, then those things of Caesar are up.
Amen.
Therefore, render, amen, the things for you unaffect, because they're not of the things of God. And we're going to be coming out of Matthew, praise God, the 22nd chapter. Amen. And we're going to start around, around the 17th verse, Matthew 22 and 17. And it reads as such, tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, amen. And here he's talking to those Sadducees and those Pharisees that come to put him to the test. Amen. They
always
wanted to test Jesus. Amen. Because
Amen.
They didn't believe him anyway. Praise God. And so it says, amen. Jesus said, why tempteth me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he said unto them, who is this image and subscription? Who is this on here? They said unto him, Caesar's. Then said he unto them, this is Jesus talking back to them, render therefore unto Caesar the little things Notice he said the little things, amen, which are Caesar, and unto God the thing, oh glory, talking about the great big things, those everlasting things. Glory be to God that are God's. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. When they had heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. Praise God. See, the things of God are eternal. What he offers is eternal life. And everything connected with eternal life is eternal, is everlasting. Praise God. There is no end. Amen. So when God blesses you, he's not just blessing you temporarily. Praise God. He's blessing you eternally. On and on and on. Without stop. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, back during those days in Exodus, you know, the king didn't want to let the people go. And God got tired of it. And he sent forth plagues on the land to get Pharaoh's, the king's, attention to let God's people go. See, this is just like me. We're so hard-headed at times. And God will send us warning after warning, message after message, handwriting on the wall, praise God, and we won't believe it. We will ignore it. Amen. Praise God. But God sent those plagues, and this man knew. He knew it had to be God because he knew that Moses didn't have that type of power to do those things as such unless God give it to him. Amen. But nonetheless, God sent the plagues. And now I think about the Great Depression of 29, October 29, 1929 to 1939. 10 long years. Praise God. You think God was sending a message here? You think God was trying to get our attention here? Praise God. To render unto him what was his. Amen. And watch what is Caesar's because it's temporary. Amen.
Amen.
And so, Caesar was the king during that time. And how did Caesar get so rich? Because he would take the things, monies, taxes, revenues, things of that nature from the people to build his treasury. Oh, yes. Amen. And as we will look around today, how a lot of rich people and even our government, praise God, takes those revenues and taxes and things of that nature. Amen. And so in Romans 13 and 1, it says, let every person be in subjection unto the government that's in authority. And so the Bible tells us, amen, to render unto Caesar what Caesar's, to obey those that have the rule over us. But number one, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. He didn't say some. He didn't say throw it in as you see fit, what you need in it. He said, seek all. Amen. Praise God. And so, being under subjection, the act of having someone or something under one's control. And that word in the Greek, subjection, is hypopotate with an apostrophe E, H-U-P-O-T-A-G-E. Amen. And so these kings and the government really have the people under control and under subjection to pay these taxes and tributes and things of this nature. Amen.
Amen.
But the thing about it is, when we render unto Caesar what Caesar, we surely and must wholeheartedly first render unto God what is God. There's no other way. That's God's recipe for reciprocity, for you being blessed, for you being prosperous, spiritually and naturally, on today. Oh, yes. Think it not strange. Think it not strange. Praise God. That these things in the world are allowed because we have choice. And God is testing our obedience and our choice unto him. Praise God. On today. On today. Give God all of his tribute. Give God first us. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever we give to God, let's give it to him with all of our heart, mind, and soul. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross as a sacrifice. He didn't have to do it. He voluntarily gave himself up because of his love to each and every one of us on today. So why can't we give him first tribute in everything, everything that we do? All of these attributes, they come down. Miracles, signs, wonders, deliverance, healing, peace, blessings. Amen. On today. Amen. And if you have not been operating in God's recipe, amen, starting today, starting right now, is a good time. Praise God. It's a good time to render first in all things unto God, the author and the finisher of our faith, on today. Praise God. All these other things, God say he will add them. So we have no need to worry what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, what we're going to wear, where we're going to stay and live. Amen. How are we going to work? How are we going to have a business? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? We have no need, because he tells us in his word, Philippians 4:19, that he will supply all of our need according to his riches and glory. Everything on this earth, you be everything, companies, corporations, houses, monies, revenues, everything belongs to God. Amen. Everything.
Amen.
Even the bad. Guess what? It belongs to God. He created it and he made it. Praise God.
Amen.
It belongs to him. So we as children of God, amen, should be able to come to God at any point, at any time. Praise God. And says, Lord, I have a need. And Lord, thank you for supplying that need. Amen.
Amen.
And most of the time, we have a need with our hands out. Praise God. But you know, most of the time, we should be giving praise upward to the Lord and thanking you. Amen.
Well, amen.
Because he's already supplying your need. You're living. Amen. You're breathing. God is blessing you in different ways. And as you show him in different ways that you're coming up to the next level to serve him in spirit and in truth, oh, how does he bless you so and move you to the next level? But if you're not being moved to the next level, say to yourself, Am I rendering what I need to be rendered unto God? Let me check myself. Take that checkup from the neck up. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Let us put things in the right perspective with God. Because what he's prepared for us and has prepared for us is everlasting. There is no end. Praise God. He's told us to think on these things. They're good things. They're great things. They're mighty things. They're wondrous things. They're amazing things that God do for us each and every day, each and every moment. He says that he withhold no good thing from us. No good thing. He didn't say some good things. He says he withhold no good thing. On today, I challenge you. I challenge you to your bag of serving God and see if you are serving God in every capacity that he would have you to serve him. And if not, go down on your knees, ask God to forgive you and to help you to come up in those areas, to serve him first, to give him honor where honor is due, his due diligence, because he's a God of love. He's a God of wondrous works on today. And he's a God of love, agape love, that love that takes you further than any kind of love, godly love, on today. So search your bag of serving God and see if any area you're in wanting, because God, his holy word, his anointing Holy Ghost power is there waiting to help you along the way, to prepare you for that great getting up morning. You know, I heard our apostle say, I believe it was on Sunday, that the streets are paved with gold. And in our Father's house are many mansions. How many of us are living in mansions right now? I'm not. I live in a house, but not a mansion. But God said in his house where we're going to be, oh, glory, it's a mansion. A mansion. Imagine that. Streets paved with gold. Gold isn't anything to God. Over how glorious, how magnificent it is. And when we all get to heaven, what a time, what a time. Oh,
amen.
What a time.
Amen.
Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. So see, there's something so special about that name, Jesus. Oh, yes, Son of the living God, Mary's baby, the Alpha and Omega, the great I am. Oh, glory be to God. The lily of the valley. Oh, all those wondrous, wondrous, awesome things and attributes he is, because he first loved us on today.
Amen.
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 He's giving you a little something to go on, a little something to think about, a little something to look after and to see. And that if you're not up to par in those areas of seeking God first, that you, through his word and anointing power, can bring yourself up by your bootstraps, because God loves you. Oh, yes, he loves you with an everlasting love. And you know what? He is always by our side. And he said he would never leave us, nor will he forsake us. If he said it, I believe it. And if he said it, then that should settle it. Amen.
Amen.
So we shouldn't have to worry. We shouldn't have to worry. We shouldn't have to complain or any such thing. Because you know why? God's got it all in control on today. For you and for me. Amen. Well, that's all I have. Amen for today. And I hope someone gets something out of this. Amen. Because it's all building our faith and our direction and serving God and going to heaven, which is our home eternally. Amen. Well,
amen.
When we come back tonight at 7 p.m., where we will come together once more and feast from the table of the Lord of his awesome and dynamic living word, and tell somebody that God loves them and you do too. Praise God. Amen. And ask God to change you if you need a change. God bless you. May God bless you.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me of you.